from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris on Dylan Cease's Big Day. A no-hitter by the Padres right-hander today in Washington, D.C., the second in franchise history. Welcome back, Chrisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Washington, D.C. He and Jesse Agler called the no-hitter earlier today right here on your home for Padre baseball. Tony and the Padres on their way to Baltimore. But we did catch up with Tony after the game to get some of his thoughts on Cease's performance. We will give you some of that interview in just a little bit here as we get underway. Now, it is our final half hour together, but then Scraby's going to take over with the Scraby Chronicles from 5:30 to 6:30 today. Don't forget on the program tomorrow, 2 o'clock, sometime in the 2 o'clock hour anyway, Dylan Cease will be a guest on the show tomorrow. Here's the thing that Cease, we've talked about his three-game stretch that he's on right now. And in these three games, 22 innings pitched. He's allowed 2 hits, struck out 30, no runs. I mean, it's really remarkable. And David Schoenfeld of ESPN put together a list today of some of the greatest three-game stretch performances in baseball history. And I'm not going to read all of these because there's a lot of numbers, but it's just the names that are on the list of people that have put together these kinds of three-game stretches. Sandy Koufax, back in the 60s, 3 consecutive 3-hit shutouts with 26 strikeouts. Bob Gibson in his 1968 record-setting 1.12 season had 3 straight shutouts, etc. Nolan Ryan is on this list. He had 3 straight shutouts once. One of them was a 12-inning shutout.
What?
Try that today.
What?
Yeah.
12 innings?
12 innings for Nolan Ryan.
I mean, when did the manager approach him to come out of that game? Like the 11th?
They never did.
I know. I guess not.
He struck out 31 during that stretch of 3 straight shutouts. Dwight Gooden, when his rookie season, pitched a 1-hitter, then came back with 2 straight 16 strikeout games. That was a pretty good 3-game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Johnson. Roger Clemens is on this list. Pedro Martinez. Max Scherzer. The last guy on this list is Kershaw, who in a three-game stretch in 2015, 25 innings, 8 hits, no runs. Dylan Cease's three-game stretch compares favorably to all of these, though.
All the guys.
22 innings, 2 hits. The only thing that keeps Cease from being better is only 22 innings. The rest of these guys are all over three games, 27 innings, because they pitch complete games.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get complete games anymore, but Dylan Cease's three-game stretch is historical in the game of baseball. I mean, it's just
all the people you
boggles the mind.
All the people you mentioned are not like
they're all Hall of Famers.
Exactly.
Every single one of these guys, except Dwight Gooden, and he's not a Hall of Famer because of what he did. I mean, on the field in 84, mid-80s, young guy, Dwight Gooden was a Hall of Fame pitcher. He just didn't keep it going because the drugs won. But the rest of these guys are all Hall of Fame. Come on.
That tells me that the feat that he just did is a legit feat.
It's legit. We've seen something remarkable. Not the no-hitter. It's been 306 of those. But there's very few stretches like we've seen here from Dylan Cease right now. In the last three games, the Braves, Guardians, and Nationals combined went 2-for-65.
That's an astronomical.
Astronomical.
Number of at-bats.
For two hits?
Yeah.
He has a 0.41 whip over the last three games. And that 2-for-65 batting average works out to 0.31. Teams are hitting 0.31 against you.
That's pretty good.
My goodness.
I would be nervous if I was in the field, you know, in the ninth inning. That would be tough.
You'd be nervous about,
making the play. Making the play. Well, just making sure I didn't give up the no-hitter.
I will say this. There was two really good plays in the game, by the way. One was in the fifth inning on a pop-up to short center field. Bogarts ran out over the shoulder, tried to catch it. It popped right out of his glove. It was headed to the turf for a would have been called a hit because it was a bloop. And there was Jackson Merrill to snatch it out of the air and catch it. You see that play about once every 10 years.
That's true.
A pop-up that officially is scored 4-8. That's what that was.
And Jackson Merrill
put
even
that in
had
your
that
scorebook.
Look. He had that look on his face like, ooh. Got away with that one.
Yeah, they did. And the other big play was Bogarts in the eighth inning, who slid to his left to plug the hole between first and second, got up, dropped the ball, somehow recaptured it like in a panic, and threw to first base in time to get the slow-footed Keibert Ruiz.
Lucky they had him.
And lucky he was running, because anybody else running would have beat that play.
Absolutely.
So you need some luck to get a no-hitter. Dylan Cease had a little of that today, but he had a lot of just overpowering pitching. There was one other thing that was pointed out today about Dylan Cease's no-hitter. According to all these StatCast analytics, which are beyond my realm, only three balls were even hit hard today. Two were ground balls. The only ball hit out of the infield today that was hit remotely hard was the last out of the game. C.J. Abrams lining the right field. That was the only ball all day that was even remotely squared up on the bat and hit, rather well.
And that tells you exactly how good he was today.
That's how good he was. He only struck out 9, but he had complete command of this game. 114 pitches for the second no-hitter in Padres history. Tony's thoughts about it coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. By the way, next start for Dylan Cease, man, who's going to not want to be there on Wednesday now? I mean, first of all, the Dodgers are coming in Wednesday, so that's worth it already.
Yes.
But it'll be Tyler Glass now on Wednesday against Dylan Cease.
Huh.
How good does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Next Wednesday.
I'm just looking at my calendar to see if I can go.
At about 5:40 next Wednesday evening.
5:40.
Yeah, it's an earlier start. Hour early next Wednesday.
All right.
Don't miss it because Cease Glass now. Cease will be going to try to tie Johnny Vandermeer's mark. The impossible mark of two straight no-hitters.
That would be awesome.
How about when you talk about unbreakable records, Johnny Vandermeer? To break his record, you'd have to throw three straight no-hitters.
That's pretty unbreakable.
That's pretty unbreakable.
Again, like you said, it was back in the day, and maybe the lights went out.
Well, no, the thing, the story on Vandermeer, it was 1938. Like I said, I was there. I was in high school at the time.
Riding your horse to school?
I rode my, after the game, after school, I took a horse and carriage down to Ebbets Field. But no, it was like one of the two games in that no-hit stretch for Vandermeer was the first night game ever played at Ebbets Field. And a lot of people, I don't know who was there. It's now 86 years ago. But they said that nobody could see anything. The lights were just, breaking in. So Vandermeer, took advantage of that, certainly, to get his second.
I mean,
no-hitter.
I can, just like 10 years ago, it took 30 minutes for the lights to warm up at Petco and all the other stadiums. So I can imagine the lights in 1938 were too good.
Yeah, probably weren't too good. So
someone just cranking it the entire time.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, wait, the crank stopped in left field. Foul ball.
Sounded like a strike. Not sure. All right, anything else happening? We did the Big Five. You got all of that stuff. Football?
Yes. We can say that Adam Major is going to start for the Padres tomorrow.
We should mention that. Yes, the Padres did say that Adam, and I know, I don't want to wreck anybody's good mood. It's not fair. The kid's doing everything he possibly can. He's trying, but so far it hasn't gone well. He's going to face the league-leading Baltimore Orioles tomorrow. As the Padres have to finally use their number 5 starter. Trade deadline is Tuesday. RJ Anderson was on with us earlier from CBS Sports. And the one thing that sticks out for me on that interview is he pulled cold water on my Tyler Anderson idea.
He did, kind of.
Not even kind of.
He said you're smoking. His basically
said Tyler Anderson smoking mirrors. He says the guy's not good. Look deeper into the analytics. I'm like, I don't look at that stuff. The guy's been on 2 All-Star teams in 3 years. I feel he's good.
Yeah.
You know? So you tell me he's not good? Okay. But I don't know. I think Tyler Anderson's pretty good. And he's been pretty good. And I would, be able to get him for a whole lot less than some of these other names you want me to go get.
Would I rather have the smoke and mirrors Tyler Anderson or Rich Hill? Smoke and mirrors Tyler Anderson.
Rich Hill.
Remember that?
Is he still in the running to go somewhere?
No. I don't even think he's playing this year.
Dick Mountain?
Dick Mountain, yes. It's the greatest thing for him.
It's about, yeah. All right. I'm not going to pick on Rich Hill right now.
I'm not picking on Rich Hill either.
Yeah, you are. You've been picking on people all day long.
I know the Raiders have been picking on people all day long for picking on Patrick Mahomes.
They were one of the ones. All right. The Olympics start tomorrow.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Today's Thursday. Jeez.
Yeah. Opening ceremonies are tomorrow.
Okay.
LeBron will be carrying the torch along with Coco Gauff. I didn't know that you had to have nowadays, I guess you have a man and a woman torch carrier or flag carrier or whatever it is.
Makes sense to me. They have a lot of female athletes, a lot of male athletes.
Can't wait for the Olympics to kick into gear.
I was reading this morning that some of the players on the Lakers Summer League team are a little angry at how Bronny has been treated. Because
think he's been getting preferential
special treatment. Yes. They think that he doesn't have to do interviews. He doesn't have, like, the PR staff kind of hovers around him so that people don't bother him. I don't think
there's
that's
no
like
way that wasn't going to happen.
I don't think that's a Bronny thing. I think it all to me goes back to the fact that I think LeBron really, 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 really wanted to play on the same team with his son. And it really,
you think?
It makes me feel like LeBron is throwing him into the fire.
How do you not know that?
Okay, I know that. But it makes me think that LeBron maybe wasn't thinking about Bronny's best intentions, because he's the one getting all the bad press. Everybody's talking about how bad Bronny James is and how lucky he is that he got drafted by his dad.
I'd say that's true. Okay. I don't think if his name wasn't James, I don't think he would have been drafted. I don't think there's any question he wouldn't have been drafted.
Jaylen Brown was sitting courtside, Chris. Your guy.
Not an NBA player, said Jaylen Brown.
He did say that.
I do take issue
with some of these people on social media who put up the plays and then they kind of break down plays. And this dude was going in on Bronny for not like cutting towards the basket. It's like, give him a little bit of a chance. The dude is the first game of Summer League and you're already ripping him apart. Summer League doesn't even matter.
I saw a tweet from our guy Dylan Hernandez today.
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, I'm trying to call it up right now, but I'm not really great at doing that.
Dylan Hernandez, I got my Twitter open right here.
Yeah. It said something to the effect of, if LeBron James can get his son.
Oh, here it is. If LeBron James can influence the Lakers to draft his son, Shohei Ohtani should be able to convince the Dodgers to reinforce their roster.
There you go.
I mean, I think
so. Dylan Hernandez is basically saying what we're all saying, and that is, of course, Dylan Hernandez is the LA Times columnist.
Yes.
But of course, the Lakers only drafted Bronny because of LeBron. That's the way it went.
Exactly. Okay. We ready to hear from Tony after the break?
I got to hear some traffic first, though.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, April 9th, 2021. That was the first no-hitter in Padres history. Mark it down now, July 25th, 2024. The second no-hitter in Padres history. Dylan Cease pitched it today in Washington, D.C. Chris Ello, Mr. Scraby alongside. We're going to hear what Tony Gwynn Jr. thought about today's no-hitter and calling the game with Jesse Agler. We'll hear that in just a moment. I wanted to bring up something that I know you're going to like.
Is that right?
Yep. Of all the things that I've said today, I feel most confident that you are going to like this note better than any other that I've given. Okay. And I've given some big-time notes today.
You like to build
all kinds of no-hit, you know, factoids that you can't live without. But here's the one you are going to like the most, Scraby.
Okay.
July 25th, today's date. This was the third no-hitter recorded on that date in baseball history. The last one was by a guy also with San Diego ties, Cole Hamels,
oh,
for the Phillies, pitched a no-hitter against the Cubs. That was in 2015. Here's the part you're going to like. The only other no-hitter ever thrown on July 25th was thrown by Providence Gray, right-hander, Old Hoss Radbourne.
I knew it was Old Hoss.
Old Hoss. That's... In 1883, he no-hit the Cleveland Blues. I knew you'd love that one.
For everybody who doesn't know, like 6 years ago, we had a guy named Thomas.
And, yes, Thomas Andrews, our guy.
And he was giving us weird baseball
odd
facts.
Odd Thomas.
Yeah. He was giving us odd baseball facts, and he said Old Hoss, and he was 100% sure that he was saying it
instead
correctly.
Of Old Hoss Radbourne, he called him Old Hoss.
So ever since then, I still get people tagging me in like posts about Old Hoss.
Yep. Well, there he is. Old Hoss shows up in the notes today. He and Cole Hamels, the only others besides Cease to ever pitch no hitters on July the 25th. Tony Gwynn Jr. was there. He got to see it. He got to call it with Jesse Agler. And before they climbed on the bus to go to Baltimore, we caught up with him to get our partner's thoughts. And, of course, we couldn't let the day go by without getting some thoughts from my partner, Tony Gwynn Jr., about the no-hitter thrown by Dylan Cease today. And first thing I thought of, Tony, was you got to be there this time. You and Jesse had to call the last no-hitter sitting in an empty press box at Petco Park.
Yeah, that was certainly a little bit different setting this time, not looking at it through a TV screen, being there live and in person. And it was pretty special. I mean, Dylan had it going today, as he has the last couple of starts. Had a little better luck. I mean, I think the last two starts, they got hits pretty early, so it kind of threw cold water on the whole idea of a no-hitter, but that was not the case today. Some luck, terrific play by Jackson, a stay-with-it play by Bogey, and the rest, as they say, is history.
You know, Tony, you've been around the game, you know, as long as anyone, and this is the 306th no-hitter in baseball history, but I don't know what it is. It's always exciting. Even if it happens like in a Toronto-Detroit game, people get excited about tuning in and watching a no-hitter. When it happens for the team you follow, it's extra special, and, you know, I don't know what it is. A no-hitter gets everybody going.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty exciting 24 hours, right? I mean, we'll get to celebrate this. The weird thing about baseball is that there's another game tomorrow, and you're forced to kind of turn the page. These guys will have to do the same thing, especially going into a place like Baltimore, where you know those guys were on the verge of getting swept. I don't know if that game ended up going their way or not today. So you know they're going to have their hands full, but for this 24-hour period, all that's going to be talked about is Dylan Cease and his Padre franchise, and rightfully so. I mean, he was really brilliant today, and it wasn't brilliant in the way that he normally is, where he's, you know, can double-digit guys. I know he had 9, but this was a much more efficient day of work for Dylan Cease.
Were you surprised they left him in after the 7th inning?
No, I wasn't. I mean, he had 80, I think 86 pitches at the time. And, you know, he was efficient enough to where, and he's one of the guys that goes longer. You know, 113, I think, is his max. When you get into that area, I think coaches feel comfortable, and he was the right guy at the right time.
Tony is in D.C. with the Padres on their way to Baltimore, but checking in with us after the Dylan Cease no-hitter today. And, Tony, just tell us a little bit about your dealings with Dylan Cease. I don't know how often you've spent with him, but we had him on our show. Just seems like a really quiet, reserved guy. He didn't get too excited. He didn't seem too excited in his post-game interviews, but maybe it takes a calm heartbeat to finish off one of these things.
I haven't spent a ton of time with him. I mean, Dylan is kind of off with the pitchers and kind of in that mode a lot of times, so I don't get to spend a lot of time with him. But I do get to watch him pitch every fifth day, and when he's got that kind of stuff, I mean, that is in the realm of possibilities every time he steps on the mound and he has that kind of stuff. To have a no-hitter in general, you need some luck. He got that luck today. Merrill being in the right place at the right time, Bogey staying with that play, Ruiz not really running the hardest out of the box. Those are the kind of luck things you need to go your way. And when you got a little luck and you're as good as Dylan Cease, this type of magic can happen.
It happened today for the Padres, the second no-hitter in franchise history. Hope you enjoyed a little extended Gwynn and Chris today. And you're probably wondering, what do you mean extended? You normally go to 6 o'clock. Well, we were supposed to start early. We didn't because of the rain delay. But the whole no-hitter, we were... Anyway, Scraby's going to keep it going, though, for you with the Chronicles for another hour.
That's right.
I don't know what other... You know, factoids and notes you can come up with, but I imagine you'll have your own spin on this whole thing.
You know, I don't know either because we just talked about all of it. But
we just talked about it for 4 hours straight, pretty much.
Yeah, I do have. I want to talk about something that I don't give Jerks and Profar enough credit for, and I want to talk about something that Jackson Merrill does that I think is a good sign for the future.
All right. Well, backing up Xander Bogaerts was a good sign for today.
Yes. I'll tell you that, though, but yes, it was.
All right. Tomorrow I'm off, so you can all celebrate that, but Dylan Cease will be on with Scraby, with Tony, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so don't miss that. Have a great weekend from me. For Tony, I'll talk to y'all Monday. Padres 3, Nats nothing. No-hitter number 2.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.